Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Nej, det är förfärligt kedligt att tappa fotbollskampen. Det är det värsta vi vet, men vi må bare prøve å se gjennom resultatet, og prestasjonen ganske god, så vi tror at den måten her kommer til å gi oss mye poeng utover året. Mm. Vi kommer veldig ofte til gode posisjoner, og vi spiller jo deres første press hver gang egentlig, så det en del positive ting, men sånn som altså, fotball handler om å score mål, og når vi ikke skarpe nok på siste tredjedel, så blir jo totalen ikke god nok, men vi prøver å holde haka opp, og tenke at det her er I sånn som strategiplan til klubben også da, med prestasjonsfokus og, og det å ta steg for steg, så tror vi det her er veien å gå.
Det var altså Erlend og Reitan etter 0-1 i Drammen, og Petter, jeg har vært med siden 2005, du har vært med mye lenger enn det, og jeg har aldri opplevd en så stor positivitet rundt et Rosenborg-lag som har tapt, som jeg opplevde søndag kveld. Det dekning for det?
Ja, det tror jeg kanskje det, men det var jo en litt... Spesiell kamp også, Rosenborg hadde ballen mest, klart mest. Det skjedde ikke veldig ofte I fjor, for eksempel på bortebane. Rosenborg hadde mange skudd, veldig mange av dem ble blokkert da, tidlig, og nådde aldri frem til mål. Men du kan med tyngde si at Rosenborg fikk dårlig betalt mot Strømsgodset. Og så kan du også si at det vistes ganske godt at man mangler en skikkelig spiss. Det handler ikke om Sverre Nypan, det handler nesten tvert imot om det. Sånn at det var masse som var positivt. Mange glad I å kjenne igjen ting når de ser Rosenborg. Det tror jeg det var mange som gjorde når de så denne kampen. Så på ting som Alfred Johansson har øvd på hele vinter. Og det var litt sånn tur-utur om det skulle bli poeng eller ikke. Hadde Rosenborg skåret først, så kunne det ha blitt ordentlig festlig, tror jeg. Så jeg skjønner godt at Rosenborg får skryt for at vi har jo startet denne sesongen med å stikke fingeren ganske solid ned I jorda, ja. Og liksom har tippet dem på et sted mellom 5. og 7. plass, og det gjengs over hele linja. Det ikke bare vi som har gjort det, altså det sånn det på en måte har vært overalt, sånn, og med det som utgangspunkt, så var det helt ok.
Thomas, what was said in the dressing room after a defeat on Sunday?
What was said, that yeah, we were really disappointed. From the result, because we knew that we should take something more from the match, especially after the game, because it was not that bad. I think it was good, but it was not good enough. Everybody knows it, and yeah, it was said that we go again. There was many good things, but we need to focus on what to do, how to get this done, these kind of matches when the opponent is in the low block, and how to make more chances and score goals. So that was the main speech after the game. And yeah, now we go again. Tomorrow is the next game, and on the Sunday we play at home, and we'll focus on it.
But what Ole said was that there was a lot of positive reactions after the game, despite you not winning. Can you understand that? That there's a lot of Rosenborg supporters thought that it was an okay game.
Okay, I didn't know that. I just know from the coaching. And when we were speaking with the guys, that yeah, we had the good feeling from the match, like, and during the game, because there was like we had the ball on our feet, we controlled the game, but they have been like two times in front of our goal and we conceded. So that was the main reason why we were so disappointed from the game. But we couldn't just we need to keep our head up, and we know that the season is long. It was just second round, so we go again.
Ja. Fordi, altså, ingen liker å tape det Thomas sier her også. Det bunnlinja, sant? Markus Henriksen var jo personlig fornøyd, Alfred Johansson var fornøyd, men det var framgang, sant? Men det betyr jo at HamKam samtidig da, med det tapet, at HamKam og Haugesund nå blir ekstra viktig, for etter det, Brann, Glimt og Molde I tur orden. Kan ikke snuble noe mot HamKam, kan nesten ikke snuble noe mot Haugesund heller, hvis den skal være med inn I det rese som kommer etterpå.
Ja, nei, du har rett I det. Det mye vanskeligere kamper som kommer, og det her snakket jo Steffen Iversen om før sesongen nå, at de fire første kampene litt på en måte avgjørende. Ja, altså ikke avgjørende, men det viktig hvordan det var Rosenborg sitter igjen med etter de kampene. Inn så lenge så må vi kunne si bare tre poeng, og hvis det skulle fortsette å være bare tre poeng, så blir det litt ubehagelig selvfølgelig, men den her ene kampen isolert sett, så det til å forstå, og vel så det at Rosenborg får litt berettiget skryt.
Så må vi si det da, akkurat sånn som det for nå jobber jo vi med klokka, eller du da, du som teknikeren her, for å få ut denne podcasten før køppkampen mot Sverigesborg, hørte Thomas sa tomorrow, new game, sant? Dette tirsdag ettermiddag, så om vi ikke rekte, vi har køppsending onsdag kveld, og det skjer greier og greier, du jobber kveld, jeg jobber kveld.
Så det her rart, nå sitter vi I en podcast og snakker om at vi ikke helt vet når den kommer ut.
Nettopp. Ja. Så for Sverigesborg-trener Stig Kammen har oss unnskyldt, men det blir fest på Havstein uansett da, men... Thomas, now you played two games in the league. What's your impression so far?
Yeah, especially from the when we start the first game was really nice. Especially when I when we go to the warm up and then I saw the huge supporters, huge stands. I was like, oh hell, and it was really nice. And from the first minute from the game, I really felt great. When you have supporters in that count, like behind your back, it gives you so much power in your feet. It helps you a lot, I would say. And yeah, the goal from Ole Sæther, you know, so
I say. That's speaking enough of now, I think. All Norway has spoken about that.
Yeah, exactly. So glad we won, and good impulse for the season. And when I look back for the second game, we spoke about it. And as well, I felt like we are playing at home because there were like 1,000 people, yeah. one and a half or something like that. And it was really, really, really nice that in every game they came in the number and they helped us. But we felt sorry for them as well after the game that we didn't give them good feeling from the game, so yeah. But anyway, these two games, it was really nice.
To be honest, I wasn't quite sure of what to expect from you on artificial grass. I mean, I saw you in the first game here at Lerkendal, you did well, and then I was kind of excited. How does he cope with the artificial grass? How familiar are you with those two layers?
How
what
familiar?
What do you play in Slovakia?
In my former club, we have artificial grass.
Uh-huh, so no trouble at all.
That's there good is research.
No, but it's like I would.
There is only two teams in Slovakia.
I mean, tempo-wise, it's a bit different to play on Lerkendal.
Yeah, it is.
And on Marienlyst.
Yeah, as well, we saw that the pitch was not in a great condition first game. Because of the weather, I would say. Now the guys are doing everything they could to take care of the pitch. So yeah, when we played here in Lerkendal, we didn't want to make it as complicated from the beginning from the keeper, because we know that the pitch is not perfect. And yeah, the second game it was much better, because from the beginning, from the zone one, we could play on the ground. We didn't need to just kick it out or something. So yeah. So and about artificial grass, I'm used to it because
you have spent your entire life on artificial grass
from young age.
But you have told us one thing before, because this is my word, so perhaps I'm misquoted there. But your biggest ambition right now is to play so well for Rosenborg that they'll buy you because you're on loan.
Yeah.
That's correct?
Yeah, yeah.
That's still your ambition?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're on loan for the season.
Yeah.
And you already know the price tag Rosenborg has to pay for you?
Yeah, I know it.
You know it. What is it?
I don't know if I can tell you, so I don't want to tell.
But is it easy money for Rosenborg, or is it an, are you an expensive guy, Thomas Nemtsov?
I would say it's not not less, not more, like it's something average, I would say. I don't know. I know it's not a question for me. It's a question for management and this kind of stuff. So.
But it's average. You mean it's an average amount of money?
I would say.
Yeah.
Han har startet ok.
Han har startet veldig ok, rett og slett. We are saying that your start has been really
ok. Ja, vi skal
really
kanskje stå på engelsk. When we talk to you, we can speak in English, yes.
And there's a lot of central defenders now. Quite young. Yeah. Playing quite well when they get the chance. It's not definite who is starting, except you, as it seems.
When I came...
It's you and someone else.
Yeah, but I don't want to see it like this. When I came to Rosenborg, I was like, yeah, I want to get settled, this kind of stuff. I want to get known the players and to be friends with the guys and this kind of stuff. And yeah, yet I played a lot of matches. But I don't want to look it like now I'm going to start every game. Like I want to go from game to game, because you never know what's gonna happen. Other guys are ready to take my position or somebody else's position. So you need to be ready to perform from game to game.
Så virker det som at Thomas starter igjen mot Sarpsborg på onsdagen. Siste nå jo at Sæter og Nypan ikke blir med til Sarpsborg.
Ja, de blir vel med sikkert, men skal ikke spille.
Det tipper jeg.
Jeg tipper Ole Sæter skal være der i hvert fall. Ja. Han jo gammel Sarpsborg-gutt, så han skal da dit.
Ole Selnes skal dit, han gammel Sarpsborg-gutt. Det blir en fest. De sendingene der jo artigste I rom nesten hele året. Adressa har Cup-studio og sånt. Du skal vel til...
Melhus.
Ja, ikke noe hardere når vi rapporterer om en Torbjørn Trøen goal fra Melhus, eller en knallhard langørgen-klarering, sant?
Ja, må innrømme at jeg har litt research å gjøre før
den kampen. Ja, du kan bare ringe meg.
Litt tynn på Melhus.
Der
og Byåsen, for så vidt.
Sterk. Melhus startet bra, og Byåsen startet middels. Ok. Uansett da, den første, og da tar jeg det på engelsk, the first one. He came from Silina before this season and has become Rosenborg's big boss in the central defense already. But Thomas Nemtsov, we have talked about the loan situation, you know. But how did you end up here? What was the first contact with Rosenborg, and what can you say about that?
What was first contract? Contact. It was not this transfer window, not the winter, but in the summer. It was everybody in the club in Žilina, my former club. Was thinking that I'm going to leave, but it didn't happen. And now in the winter, I was like, yeah, I'm going to stay. I think nothing is going to happen. But then my agent told me about Rosenborg. There was few more clubs that were interested.
What other clubs were there?
I know that there was Krakow. They made an offer on the club. And there was as well Hradec Králové from Czech Republic.
Okay.
So these two clubs were, they made the offer, I think. But other clubs, they were just interesting. But, you know, when is somebody interesting and don't get the offer, it's nothing. And then they told me, my agent, about Rosenborg. And it went quite fast because I know about Rosenborg that they are interested for... They told me on Friday, and on Monday I already flight to the Trondheim. So it was quite fast.
You didn't need any second thoughts about it?
No, I didn't. Just
why did you?
We have Marek Sapara later in the podcast, but obviously you were on the phone to him before he left for Trondheim, or?
I was not.
Oh, you were not?
On the phone with Marek, my father was.
Uh-huh, your father, yeah. Because they are friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, go.
it was not like that, but he told me that it can be good move for me, and he told us that he already called with Michael Dorsin, and he knows about they are interested for 2 weeks. So I was like, okay.
So Marek, he knew it before yourself.
Sorry,
Marek Sapar, he knew about interest before yourself.
Yeah, he knows it before me.
But what did you know about Rosenborg before you came? And has it met your expectations? Because it's easy to sit in Slovakia and say, oh, Rosenborg is a big club. But now you're actually here.
Yeah.
Does it still feel like a big club?
It's a big difference from Žilina, I would say. Because Rosenborg is the biggest club in Norway, I would say. And with the fans and supporters, you could find them everywhere. And it's not like we had in Slovakia. Because our matches, there was like 2,000-3,000 max attendance on the match, and now when I came first game 15,000. It's quite different. So yeah, it met my expectations. I don't know, for to be honest, I didn't know what to expect, because it was my first move. From 5 years old, I was in Žilina, you know, playing the same, living my parents and this kind of stuff, and then you move, you are living by your own, you coming to the new club, new town. But yeah, I like it yet, and I think I get settled fine.
But Cilly and I, you were playing there, like you said, and fourth in the league at the moment. You played in the qualification for European Cup last year in the Conference League against the Belgian side Ghent. Can you compare to this? Is the Norwegian league better than the Slovakian? Marek Sapra, we come to him, and he says it's a good step for Slovakian players. But do you make do you feel any difference?
Yeah, for sure, there is a big difference, I would say. The as well from the people from outside of the football, they are more focused and they like football, or they like to go to watch the football. Because it's not anymore in Slovakia, I would say, that the interest for football is not there anymore. I don't know what's going wrong, but the league is still developing. There is many, many young players, many, many great players, I would say. It's not easy league, but I would say this is the main difference. The people have the interest to watch football, to go to the football, to go with families and to support the football teams.
Og da vi kommer til den andre dagen, for det blir deg, Petter, og du har jo tatt en telefon I morges, sant? Og for å bli enda mer kjent med Thomas, så snakket du jo med en legende. Det
blir bra. I'm not sure, Marek Sapara, was it a big news for you when Thomas Nemčík left Slovakia and came to Rosenborg?
No, it wasn't. Actually, I wasn't surprised at all, because he was one of the best central defenders in Slovakia at the moment. And my opinion is that he needed to take a step forward to go to better league. So it wasn't big surprise for me, and especially I was really happy that he's going to Rosenborg, and I had some news a few weeks earlier that it can happen. So I was really really happy.
Yeah, and Thomas spoke to you before he came to Rosenborg as well, as we know. What did you guys talk about?
Actually, normal things, you know, how is life, how is Rosenborg, what is it about club, especially. We spoke how atmosphere is there, you know, so I said it's really friendly club. He's going to feel very warm there, and I think... it was very, very important for him to feel like warm welcome from the club that he's moving. It's first international club for him, so I think it's very, very important for him to from the beginning to be very important part of the club, and I think he is so far.
Obviously, Marek, with your history at Rosenborg, you still have a big heart for Trondheim, for Lerkendal, for Brokka, and for Rosenborg. Would you recommend Rosenborg to any player, or did you think that Thomas was especially fitted, suited, perfect match for Rosenborg?
No, I said it many times before that it's very good for young players who are taking like first steps in Slovak League. They are young players and they are good for Slovak League. That it's very good step for them to go to okay, especially Rosenborg because it's big club, but Norwegian league, I mean Scandinavian, it's very good for them because we have many examples that Slovak players they are 1-2 seasons they have very good seasons in here and they take steps to maybe big clubs very with great names or good leagues, but we can see that after one or two seasons they are back in Slovak League. So I said it many times, if you have opportunity to go from Slovak League, it's the great way to move forward to Rosenborg or the other like clubs in Scandinavia.
Marek, you are now a TV expert in Slovakia football, so obviously you have seen Tomas Nemčík play this season, but you know him in another dimension as well, because you and his dad are friends. How well do you know the Nemčíks?
Yep, very well. Especially, I know better him, his father, because we met many times, we spoke to each other. He's like one of scouts in Žilina's academy, one of the best academy in Slovakia. And so I know him much, much better. Tomas is quite younger than me, so I met him not as an opponent on the pitch, but as a player that when I started to work as a TV expert. So I watched him many times in many games. So in that kind of way, I know him very well. But personally, I know much, much better his father.
So how would you rate Tomas? You know, obviously, that he's going to hear this. So, but please be honest, how would you raise Tomas as a football player?
I mean, as a central defender, he's left-footed. So it's very rare, very, very needed player. Actually, he's like kind of leader. In Žilina, he was leader on one of the leaders in very, very young team. So I hope he's going to continue in that way. And as a player, he's very constructive player. So he knows how to play football, how to build up the play, from the defense. He's fast player, very intelligent player. So I think he's quite perfect for the squad of Rosenborg.
So, but how far do you think that Tomas Nemčík can reach as a footballer? What's his potential as you see it?
You know, as I said before, Tomas, where he grew up in like academy, it's one of the best academies in Slovakia, in Žilina. They are working very well with young players. And we can see it. For example, Milan Skriniar, maybe you know him.
Yes.
He's one of the defenders in PSG now. David Hansko in Feyenoord, Rotterdam. You know, in Copenhagen, we have Vavro, Denis Vavro. So they are all three defenders from the same academy as Tomas. And I know they are working with very young players and from the young age, they are giving them under pressure. So I think he's ready for international football, and I hope, and nothing bad for Rosenborg, but I hope in one or two seasons he will leave Rosenborg as well for the better league, because in Slovakia we always need those leaders to go to those five best leagues in Europe. Otherwise we have a problem in national team. So now we can see it. When we lose three or four players, top players from national team, they are injured, they have cards, they are not available to play, then we have a problem. So I wish all Slovak players to go to top five, and I hope Tomas Nemčík is going to give his best for Rosenborg, and then Rosenborg will sell him for much, much money to the other league.
So then, top five league for Thomas Nenčić and the national team. Seems like a good idea to get some more Slovakis to Rosenborg, Marek. It's been a long while since you were here. You came in 2006, and then we had to wait all the way to 2024. Now this season to get another one. Maybe we should kind of establish a link here. So just get the Slovakis guys to come here.
Yeah, as I said, it's very difficult to find like too many players. They are available to go after every season for the better league. But there are few players every season. They are good enough to move forward from Slovak league, and this is not a bad idea. As I said, I think it would be great, and I think it's good way for Slovak players to go this way, and I would be more than happy if this is happen.
Okay, Marek, thanks a lot. It's good to know that you're still in Slovakia, but paying a close attention to Rosenborg, and it still has a big and important place in your heart, this club in Trondheim.
It's gonna be forever like that. So there is nothing going to change for me until I am alive, because I spent very, very great time in Rosenborg with great people, and I will remember that forever.
Det var et gjenhør med en legende, vil jeg si. Det, en av de store, så lenge vi har dekt Rosenborg, hvert fall.
Ja, Marek Sabara. Han gjorde et avtrykk mirakelig på Mestalla, sant? Frispark inn mot Brann i 06, da det kokte der.
Radarpar med Steffen Iversen.
Ja, absolutt.
Liten sig etter kampen.
ja, det var noe der også.
So, one or two seasons in Rosenborg, and then you will leave for much, much money to a top five league. Good plan?
This is the Perfect plan. But
then Rosenborg has to buy you before the the international clubs are listening to Marek Sabara, the loan will not get a clause because they'll just send him. Siljan will send him to a better club next season. So Rosenborg has to buy him already. But how well known is Marek Sabara in Slovakia? Did you know him when you were a kid? Did you know about Rosenborg when you were a kid because of Marek?
When I was a kid, yeah, I know Marek. He is a legend as well in Rosenborg in Slovakia, so yeah, I know him quite well when I was watching football as a small guy.
Warren sa litt agent, litt TV-stjerne og litt Rosenborg fortsatt koser seg, Marek.
Does he have a point about the academy at Žilina? That it's an especially good one, and it's maybe even for central defenders.
Is the best one in Slovakia.
Why
the academy?
Because
they do it,
a scout there.
Yeah. Because they are doing great as well. I don't know if you see they played Jov Champions League. They lost to Copenhagen, but they played really nice matches. Now in this season, they knock out Borussia Dortmund. 2 years ago, they knock out Inter Milan, and they're really close to knock out Salzburg, which they won all the tournament. So that's the main focus now in Žilina, in my club. The owner, there is his philosophy to grow players, develop them, give them chance in the first league in Slovakia, play 1, 2, 3 good seasons in Slovakia, and then to sell him or move him away to the international football. So that's the philosophy of
But I felt Marek put some pressure on you because he said Slovakia is depending on you to get to another and better league because it's important for the national team.
Yeah, as he said, that's
so no pressure.
We don't have yeah, no pressure. Yeah, as a player you need to know that this situation can become real sometimes, and yeah, as he said, that we are not the biggest country in the world, that we have hundreds of players on every position, so we have maybe 2, 3 great players on the position, and so then there need to be more players, like younger players, and you never know what's going to happen in next year, next half year or something. You need to be ready.
Altså vi ikke blir halssuget av supportersene her da. Så hadde jeg jo glemt av den her. For jeg sa jo til Marek at det jo fint med Slovakia og Rosenborg, men nå alt for lenge siden. Det jo bare du og så Namesake her, men det stemmer jo ikke.
Nei.
Jeg glemte av den I midten der.
Ja. En diger spiss. Thomas Malek.
What do you have on Thomas Malek? Do you, have you heard about him?
I heard about him. Yeah, I know him. But he's the big striker.
He was here on the loan as well?
I heard. He was just on the loan here. But I never met him or something like that. I just know that he went from club to club. I think he played for Senica in Slovakia or something like that.
Han mest kjent for å ta opp, bli hentet inn da Alexander Kjølott dro ut. Så.
I've said it before and I can say it again. One of the biggest mistakes Rosenborg ever did. They got Malek in on loan. And then they sent Alexander Sørloth away to Bodø/Glimt.
Ah, okay.
Where is he now? He's doing quite well in Spain, yeah?
Yeah, he is doing quite well. He scored a goal against us.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, in Oslo.
Yes.
Så husker okay. jeg... Vi skal snakke litt om
han
det.
Han satt jo på benken nå, vet du.
Ja, ja, jeg har det, så jeg ja. Poster her. Husker jeg jo at da Marek Zappara kom, så kunne jo ikke norsk. Flyplass var det beste, så et røverkjøp til 10 mil fikk hun til å si I adressa. Det var jo det som var overskriftet I adressa. Et røverkjøp til 10 mil. When you came here first week, you could two Norwegian words: van og møblert. Because of the you were
why van?
We were in the Marbella, and we went from training or something, and Noah, he told me this is called van in Norwegian. I was like, okay. So now I know my first word, van.
And möblert was because you were looking for an apartment.
I was looking möblert. For my yeah,
with möblers
on a fin. Yeah.
Do you know? Have you improved?
Sorry.
Have you improved in Norwegian?
Just a bit, and I'm asking the guys, what does it mean? What it means this, and just. And I as well downloaded Duolingo in my phone, and when I have a free time in my apartment, I just do it for fun, and maybe I learn some of the words.
But is language easy for you? Is it an ambition for you to?
It's not an ambition. It's not an ambition because everywhere I go, everybody speaks English. So there is not extra motivation for me to speak Norwegian, but. I find it nice when some of the foreigners come to the country and they have they try a bit to know some of the word or some of these things. So yeah, I just want to know some basics.
Husker du Borek Dokshall fra Tjekkia? Han lærte seg norsk, vet du?
Ja.
Han gjorde intervju på norsk til slutt. Ja. Marek Zappara gjorde ikke det.
Nei.
den tredje, det da meg selv, det skal være kjapt, men jeg har jo faktisk vært I Silina. Hvor Thomas kommer fra Slovakia, Norway back in 2010 I was in Silina working as a journalist Marek Zappara played And of course Marek Hamsik played And Vladimir Weiss I think that has to be your childhood heroes, I guess
Yeah, for sure
You are 9 years old Were we at the same stadium? Did we meet
maybe
back
you
then?
Were at the game?
maybe, yeah, but I don't remember. I can't remember.
Jeg har ikke så mye å si om byen, alt, at jeg og Espen Solbakken, altså bror til Ståle, han var jo han var journalist, nå han jo storsjef I TV2 og sånt.
Ja, Vega han da sikkert den gangen.
Jeg lurer på det. Ja. Det var det, ja. Så vi spiste den samme pizzaen på samme sted til alle måltider hver dag. Det jeg husker. Det var salami, jævlig god salami på det. Norge vant 1-0 da. Norge vant 1-0 back then. And do you remember the match winner? Can you help me there? Skal jeg sette på sånn pausmusikk?
No idea.
Du klarer ikke.
Nei.
Du har ikke sjans. Hvis du klarer matchvinneren I den kampen der,
jeg klarer ikke.
Så skal jeg gå fra stadion.
Ja.
Du kan ikke tro det.
Nei vel.
Han har vært I Rosenborg.
Nei, det ble jo bare... Nå ble
det du vet så har du matchvinner mot Slovakia. Morten Bolskred.
Ja.
Han fikk noen landskamp I Morten også.
Liten sprett som har vært her og stemmer det.
Og Siljan og Setti
Jeg tror jeg var så overrasket første gangen jeg hørte han snakke For han kommer fra Tromsø
ja.
Han var helt overbevist om at han var nordlending
Vestlending
Og så var han fra Sunnmøre
Ja, riktig Men han Siljan Tetti kom in på mot mot Saparada var han gått til Tyrkia. Men vi skal snakke masse om det. Vi skal bare snakke litt om et tema før vi går tilbake til Thomas og det jo det som har vært snakket i uka her og som en del av en større diskusjon. For mens det begynner å sette seg litt bak da med Nemtsjik opp midtbanen så handler det om spissplassen når du var innom det helt i starten Petter. Nå var jo Nypan der igjen sist. Sæter kom inn på og så har jeg spørsmålet. Nå Ole Sæter ikke med på Sverresborg, og det helt sikkert av taktiske årsaker. Ser vi han fra start mot HamKam nå på søndagen?
Det tror jeg at jeg håper i hvert fall på vegne av laget.
Det tror jeg at du håper, men hva tror du?
Ja, jeg tror det.
Ja? Han ble drillet der litt delvis i økta på, i dag på tirsdag.
Jeg, altså, jeg har jo sagt det før, jeg kan si det igjen. Jeg jo tiltagende litt sånn overrasket over at ikke Markus Henriksen overhodet virker å være en kandidat. Altså... Spesielt da mot de her tre sto, altså 6 meter kjøtt bakerst hos Godse, så synes jeg det tøff jobb å gi den til en 17-åring, som i utgangspunktet ikke spiss. Sett noe på Markus Henriksen da, han jo kjøtt selv, og så sender han i krigen, han en... jeg tenker i hvert fall at sånn rent fysisk så hadde han hatt bedre forutsetninger for å hevde seg der, men hva vet du, var det en idiot nei, men, som
meg? Du fikk for at det kom et innspill på Ivers siden på Facebook
ja.
Under kampen da du og Steffen og Maria satt der.
Ja.
Og det var ikke så halvgærlig, for det handlet om Markus Henriksen og det her oppspillspunktet, sant? Som en nier, Rosenborg skal ha nier som midtspiss i 4-3-3 i hvert fall, hvis ja. Ole Sæter mannen da,
ja.
Hvis det malen.
Ja.
Og så handler det om presspill, og det handler om å springe riktig og sånt, og Henriksen er nå begynner å innfinne seg på innerløperen, men ja, hvorfor ikke dunke han opp der som vi ikke har noe med til å sette blir klar?
Ja, nei, jeg litt overrasket over at det overhovedet ikke har vært tema. Det må jeg si, for nå jo ikke Rosenborg selv, jeg åpenbart ikke med på at det en spisskrise, men det klart, når det eneste alternativet ikke fit nok til å spille 90 minutter, altså det eneste spissalternativet, så det jo det.
Ja, men det flere spisser der. Sadiku kanskje starter noe mot Sverresborg, men han spilte jo tredje divisjonskamp samtidig på...
Sadiku satt på tribunen mot Sandefjord og spilt Rosenborg 2-kamp og tapt mot Rana. Mo i Rana.
Ja.
Rana eller Mo
i
Rana?
Rana FK, de bra i tredje divisjon, men det likevel tredje divisjon da.
Ja, og, samme Holte, ja. Som også var en del av den kampen. Morgan Arnstad var det som skåret, fant jeg jo til slutt. Men... nei, det rart men jeg håper eller jeg tror egentlig både håper og tror at Ole Sæter spiller.
Ja, og så sist har jo Thorvaldsen blitt lånt ut til Island tilbake til Breiðablikk så det aktualiserer du her og vi skriver litt om den uka her og Steffen Iversen har vært tydelig og så jo ikke overgangs det aldri stille helt på overgangsmarkedet vi kan jo si at Trond Henriksen har observert på allsvenskan kamp i helga han vel speide for Rosenborg.
Men jeg usikker på om det en nyhet.
Nei, det ikke sikkert det en nyhet, men det jo I hvert fall observasjon.
Ja, men skjønner du hva jeg mener med det? Ja, altså fordi at de altså tilsvarende folk i andre klubber litt seren, de ser kanskje over 200 kamper I året.
Ja. Live, mener du?
Eller live på tribunen.
Ja.
Og da lurer jeg, det gjelder kanskje ikke alle klubbene, men noen av klubbene har folk som gjør det. Og da jeg litt usikker på om det en nyhet at Henrik har vært en tur I Sverige. Men det klart,
liksom,
samtidig så det liksom så
sjeldent... på innsiden her da.
Ja, ja. Men samtidig så skjer det jo... Men samtidig så skjer det jo så sjeldent at kanskje noe I det.
Nei, kanskje skjer det ofte.
Ja.
Kanskje skjer det hele tiden.
Ja.
At Henriksen ute og reiser. Men det har jo av og til vært at han har vært å speile på konkrete caser som har blitt noe til sommeren.
Ja.
Så det litt I den liksom, leia jeg tenker da, kanskje det et eller annet han...
Altså Henriksen var på tur da Kasper Tengstedt ble hentet av.
Ja, I Danmark.
Henriksen var vel også på tur da... Marek Sapara ble hentet
da snakker vi,
sammen med brutteren
ja, da snakker vi
I gamle
til,
dager.
Ja, SMS-utveksling.
Så Henriks har da, han løp, har blikket.
Løp og kjøp.
Hør på Henriks.
Men mens vi snakker om foran da, så har det jo vært begynt å etablere seg en firer bak Thomas Jøpleid.
Før du sier det, jeg synes jo det var interessant at Nelson var på benken sist.
Ja.
Det jo en ren vraking. Og Jesper Reitan Sunde spiller Og Jesper Reitan Sunde spilte bra.
Ja.
Vi kåret han 10 års. Jeg prøvde jo å problematisere med Steffen og Maria om det var fordi at han var trønder og at han var ung. Det var det ikke.
Nei.
Han gjorde rett og slett en bra match. En bedre match enn Nelson gjorde hjemme mot Sandefjord I første kampen. Spennende å se hva som skjer I... Det har jo da brått blitt en duell.
Ja.
For et år siden så var det en ikke eksisterende sak, for Jesper var jo da
juniorspiller. Det handler mest om Jesper selv, for han har vært skadefrihørt god I vinter. Ja, du har Broholm som har vært skadet. Du har...
Handler litt om Nelson alene.
Ja, men det handler om Jesper Reitan Sunde, vil jeg si da.
Ok.
Men I bak der da, så nå har vi gått back to English, Thomas.
It's just all about the forwards. On the, you know, the opposite side of the pitch.
Up there. But you played alongside Mikkel Seid, Håkon Røsten and Håkon Volden. That's three young locals. What can you say about them?
Yeah, they're all of them great players. And yeah, with Mikkel, you are as well great friends. So we sit next to each other in the dressing room and he was helping me with some of the things on the beginnings. He was really friendly. And the other guys, they are really, really good on the young age as they are. So so I think that they as well need time. And I think they will be, if they train well, train real well, they will get their chance. And I think they will take it and will be really
good. I was going to say about Håkon Wallen. Last week in this podcast, I said that I won't be surprised if he signs a new contract. And it went 2 days and he signed a new contract. He's 16 years old. Yeah. And he was put on now in Gutsum game. What can you say about him as in age of 16 compared to, for instance, the Sillen Academy, the best players there?
Yeah, I was impressed. He's like good physique in on his age, on 16. When I played alongside him against Brann, he did really well, I would say. So yeah, I was pretty impressed on his age, how mature, how he is playing football. So yeah.
And we're also a little bit curious about the new system with Alfred, because that's what the fans now are talking about. Petter, you said it. The fans are now starting to see the same pattern in the attack, how you're attacking, for instance, and your style of pressure. What can you say about the style of Alfred Johnsson? Do you like it? Do you enjoy it? Do you, as a defender, you get a lot of pressure on you from the start when you start playing short out? Short out?
yeah, I can understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I like the system that we have. We try to play football. We try to play on the ground from the keeper. So that's what I like, and just like this we can develop and we can be a better players. Because if we now he said that we are going to kick it out, it will be not good for our development or something like that. And we can be we want to be dominant in the games. So this is the way, and I like it pretty well, because I used to play it like this in Žilina. To be on the ground, like control the ball on our feet, and yeah, that's what I like.
So this is a style of play that you are used to. This is the way you play in Žilina as well,
like or parts of it. Not one to one, like exactly the same, but the philosophy was pretty much the same. That we want to be dominant, like football way. Not like we are going to be battle on the field. Like it's going to be a war.
But Marek, he has a lot of set a lot of pressure on you. He says you are a very good player. Have you seen the best of you yet, or is it still more to come from you? The two last games. What can I say about your own level at the moment?
I think there is still much more for me to come. I am not really happy, or I would say that there is much more things I can do on the pitch, on the game. So that's what I want to focus on the next game, to help the guys from the attacking point of view. And yeah, there is still a lot of work in front of me. And
because, correct me if I'm wrong, but they say that you, of course, you're left-footed. That's rare, but you also have a good, skillful left foot, and you want to take the ball with you in up front and help the midfielders and help the attackers. Should we start to have some expectations of that in the games to come?
I don't have any expectations because it can kill you. No, I just want to do my job. Like the defense is the first one. And then the next level is to help the guys, like not like I'm going to dribble past 10 guys and score a goal. I mean that I'm the one who is beginning all the actions, probably we can say, because I'm the one who has the ball and dictating where we are going to play, as well with Ure Selnes. And that's how I want to help the guys, that I will give them great pass, good pass, that I make them more advanced in the situation. I give them time with my pass. It must be accurate, and yeah, that's what I want to focus on the next game.
Så sitter vi her kanskje da, Petter, med et ungdomstalent, fordi at det en Thomas Nemchik, har jo spilt aller fleste for landskaper, helt siden han var 12 år omtrent.
Ja.
Vi har jo gått en runde med ganske mange spillere om veien til toppen.
Ja.
Så...
When did it start to get serious for you, football-wise? When did you start to play on teams to...
I watched that you had 33 youth national caps for Slovakia since under 15. Where you are a wonder kid as a kid, how good was you when you were a kid?
I think I was pretty good when I was a kid, yeah. Especially when I was 10 or 11. We go with the guys in my age, we are really good as a team. We go like from week to week, we went to tournaments from around like Czech Republic, Poland, in Slovakia and these kind of countries, and we were like top three in every tournament. So
when you were from your 10, 11 years old, you started going abroad for tournaments?
Yeah, for tournaments.
For Žilina?
Yeah, for Žilina. Yeah. There was a big tournament.
But did Žilina collect the best guys in the whole area? Or?
In when they are young age, like they collect players from just from Žilina and around it villages. And us... we were growing up, there were like many players from whole Slovakia, no abroad, but from Slovakia. So that's the work of my father. He goes to watch the footballs of young kids like 12, 13, 14, and he tried to convince them to come to the Žilina. And
so already when they are 12, they are being recruited to the Žilina Academy?
I would say they're starting to watch them when they are 12, and when they become 14 or this kind of stuff, they will bring them to academy.
But what kind of team was you a part of when you left Slovakia to play in Poland and played in Czech Republic and win all these games?
Sorry?
It was just a Žilina from the city.
Just a Žilina, yeah. MHK Žilina. Yeah.
So it was.
But your teammates were from the whole of Slovakia, or only just from the Žilina area?
From Žilina area, in the young age.
Yeah. And you've always been a central defender?
No, I used to play in the midfield. Yeah, scoring goals. yeah, and then I went back to midfielder. Went back to defense. Then I get back to the midfielder, and then from on the. When I was 17, I became from game to game. I started on center defender, and I get settled there, and I'm still there.
You have mentioned your father now a couple of times, and when we are now speaking about the academy, tell us about what's he doing.
His job is scout for MHK Žilina. As I said, he's tried to bring the biggest talents from Slovakia to come to Žilina and develop them in Žilina, and that's his job. That he's traveling for matches from city to city. He watching the games, he watching the guys, and then he's sometimes the first contact with the parents of the kid. And he's explaining everything to the parents and to the boy that if he wants to go to Žilina, and yeah, that's his job.
And this has been his job since you were a little guy?
He was working as a coach in the academy.
Yeah.
As a coach. But he never coached me. That I am glad. And he is as well, I think. Because we have the same idea that it's not the biggest win when your own father is your coach. So and during the time he just became the scout for MHK Žilina. I don't know how, but yeah, he became like that.
And when we are on the private side, how about the rest of your family? Do you have siblings or something?
Yeah, they've been there for first game.
Yeah,
I guess Sandefjord, my older brother, and I have a twin sister. And
twin sister?
Yeah. Aha. That's it.
And you are the only athlete in the family, or are there other?
No. My brother used to play football as well, but he's got knee injuries, like ACL and this kind of stuff. So now he's as well the coach in the other club in Slovakia. And my sister, she used to play hockey when she was younger. And now she just like to work out and do some fitness. So that this, but she's mainly she's studying on a university.
You said earlier in the podcast that the interest for football in Slovakia is kind of, it's not peaking, it's going the wrong way. Yeah. What kind of sports do they care about in Slovakia? What's the hottest stuff amongst the athletes? Is it hockey or?
Now for supporters in Slovakia, it's hockey. Because they are now fighting to go to first league, like first division. Mm. They are now fighting. I think they are now in the final of the second division in the playoffs. And there is a volleyball, girls volleyball. And but for the young kids, they have still interest in football, I would say. But I wanted to say that the interest from older people like is that they are going to attendance. Mm-hmm. Because in the matches we had many kids, so that's I like, because the kids is our future. So
but when you have a crowd of 2,000 or 3,000 in the top league, that's not very much.
Yeah, that's not very much. Yeah.
But before we start talking about your private life at the end there, Thomas.
We did now.
Yeah, a little bit. Because, like you said, you met Alexander in Oslo, Sørloth, because you were called up for a senior national team now last time. Was that the first call-up for seniors?
It was not the first one.
No, but you haven't made your debut yet.
No. I didn't make my debut.
But you were on the bench, and you didn't, and you said, I think you sat in. Please. How was that?
Oh, it was great. It was great to meet as well some of the former teammates in the national team. It was really nice, and yeah, it's always nice to be the part of the team of the national and of the national team. I didn't have any expectation that I would play. And yeah, I enjoy it really well.
Because
really
nice. It when we are sitting still in the summer, you're going to the Euros. You know, Slovakia is they're qualified.
Yeah,
playing against Belgium and other teams.
Yeah.
Do you hope or do you expect a call up?
I don't expect the call up, but you never know what's gonna happen. You know.
But what has the coach said to you? Have you said, Thomas, you're close or something like that?
Oh, there was not some these words. It was, and as well, on these meetings, there was 30 players, and on the Euros, it's going like 20 players plus 3 goalkeepers. So I know that it's really, really thin, the squad for the tournament, and I didn't show anything yet for the national team of Slovakia, and I know there is guys that play the qualification, they've been there during the old qualification. I was not on any game of qualification, so I could find it unfair to the guys that play the qualification. But yeah, as a player, you never know, and you need to be ready what's going to happen in next month.
But if you play all the Rosenborg games and you play good, do you think it's a big enough scene for the Slovakia national coach to say, ah, this guy is doing super at Rosenborg, of course we have to bring him to the Euros?
Yeah, I mean, why not? But as well, we have great players on my position. So there is like Milan Škriniar, Denis Vavro, he is in Copenhagen, David Hansko, he is in Feyenoord, Rotterdam, and Norbert Jumber, he is in Italia. So
they are okay.
we have to hope, because we are sitting here. We have been sitting here since 2000 for Euros. Norway haven't been qualified for 24 years. So
it's boring. It will be less boring if you are there. Then we have someone to follow.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have followed Juan Sapara. Nice. We have followed Antoni Annan for Ghana. We have followed Boa for Costa Rica.
We'll be huge Slovakia fan if you are there.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Getting through here, but back to Trondheim. How are you settled down? You have rented an apartment in Risvollan.
Yes, Risvollan.
Yeah, is it okay?
Yeah, I really like it. Really nice. as well the area is really calm. I can go for walks, so it's really, really nice. I like it.
Do you walk from Risvallen to Lerkendal?
No. I have a car. Uh-huh. I drive to the training, from Braca to apartment. Then I rest a bit, and then I go for a walk or something. So.
And is there a girlfriend?
No, there is not.
Yeah, we have to.
Have you seen any prospects?
Yeah, for sure.
But it was quite funny because Petter told me he hadn't done research on Thomas Malek, but he did research about you because he said that Thomas has lived by at home with his parents until he came here, and he never had.
Is it true? Is it the first time that you live on your own?
Yeah, it's true.
No, you're in your
20s. Yeah, I mean, you are young, but you're not that young.
Yeah, I'm not, but it was the reason why I was still with my parents was we had a big house, and my sister, she was in other city. My brother, he was in the other city.
Yeah, of course, you have to explain this. You are 22 and you still live alone. Yeah.
Yeah, and there was no reason that... I would rent apartment or something because I was still alone. Yeah. I didn't have a girlfriend, so I didn't have the motivation to go to live in the town.
It's nice to get dinner every day from your mother on the table.
Yeah, I can cook,
but
so
clean clothes. No worry. But Axel, our colleague, told us that you told him that you said you can't cook, but he said you have said my cooking is not that good.
Now I can say it's good.
It's improved?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, so an Emshik speciality would be?
I like to do salmon or you know, rice, potatoes, sweet potatoes, pasta. It's easy to make. I was scared about doing the meat, but now I'm not, and it's kind of easy to make salmon. Chicken or beef or something like that, so it's good.
But Thomas, isn't it true that you can, if you will, bring food home here from Lerkendal?
Yeah,
each and every day if you want to.
Yeah, I can.
So you don't need to cook anything.
Yeah, from
only
from
breakfast or maybe
in the start when I started to live in an apartment, I was cooking like every day. But now I got a bit lazy and I take from a Braca.
Exactly.
And in the dressing room.
But why shouldn't you? It's good. Why shouldn't you bring from Lerkendal if you can?
Yeah, I'm bringing
for
it.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the dressing room, you talked about Mikkel. He's sitting next to you. Is it him you are most together with outside football? How is that? Do you spend time with some of the players outside the pitch?
I'm not really spending time with the guys outside of the pitch, like just in the dressing room and this kind of stuff. But there is few players that I'm close with, or I'm the better friends. I'm friends with everybody now. So, but yeah, with Mikkel, we are sitting next to each other, and he is really talkative. So that's good. When I came to the dressing room, and next to him it's Jaden. He's speaking English. And as well, Leo Kornik or Tobias Berkiet. Tobias Berkiet, he helped me a lot when I wanted something to new from a town, or if I need to order something or something, he helped me.
Okay.
But Mikkel is quite funny in Norwegian. Is he able to make jokes also in English?
Yeah, his English is perfect.
Because that's hard. I mean, it's easy to be funny in Norwegian, but if I have to translate any joke, it's over.
Yeah,
it's no good.
He is available to translate pretty well, so that's good.
Yeah.
He and Adrian Pereira.
When are you signing the permanent contract for Rosenborg? In the summer?
As I said, it's a nice question for me.
But how is it? How is this timeline set up? Is it for you to be here on loan until the end of the season? And then you will start to talk, or is it understood that if things go well, we'll do the talks in advance, or how is it built up?
Now it's up to Rosenborg how they're going to deal with my situation, because the they can already do it in the summer.
Yeah.
So we'll see what's going to happen.
We'll see what's going to happen. Thomas.
So, in theory,
yeah,
this summer, you could be summer. A permanent Rosenborg player.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
There is.
It's only for you to play every game then and do it well. So
yeah,
should be easy.
Yeah. Yeah. You can see.
Thomas Lemschik, thanks a lot for visiting us, and we I think we'll see him from in the lineup as well against Sverresborg in the cup game.
Men ikke snakk så mye om det, for vi sikkert vi får med podcasten.
HamKam Sunday, I think he'll play there. Tusen takk for besøket. Du skjønte hva jeg sa nå, eller? Forstod du hva jeg sa? Tusen takk for besøket.
Tusen takk.
Vi skal ha ukas lag.
Ukas lag.
Ja, der dukket opp en overraskelse på tampen. Ja, vi tar ukas lag nå.
Altså, du leste ikke manus da.
Altså,
det rart skjønt.
Da har enmannsjuryen Sagbakken igjen vært ute og rørt
seg. Ja, nå har det en ny sesong. Køppen ikke med. Jeg skal være kjapp. Nå har jo tredje divisjon startet. Masse greier startet. Her ukas lag. Keper Christian Melting Verdalen. Sterkt bortepoeng i tredje divisjonsdebuten. Åpningen mot Godse 2 borte på Marienlyst. Dagen før gutta boys dro dit. Fra Ingerøya. Han blir viktig for Verdalen for å berge ny kontrakt melting. Med sin backfirer med Christian Andreasen. Kaptein for et melus som du skal se da i køppen.
Ja.
Fløy høyt over Lillestrøm 2. Strøken seriestart for nyopprykket melus i tredje divisjon i gruva. Mathilde Harviken og Niklas Solheim stoppere. Harviken var jo bjønnstopper mot Finland. Ny kamp nå.
Men ja, ja.
Ja.
Landskamp er det også ukas lag, bare ikke fra Grøsen du skal hente en
grunn. Nei, fra alt.
Ok.
Jeg speiler hele.
Jeg synes det var litt høyt nivå, bare det høyt. Ja, hun har kapt den på laget her.
Holdt høyt nivå, Harviken. Niklas Solheim, han da Strindheim-spiller, og Trondgutt, som har vært i Rosenborg-systemet, han var med da Strindheim da på meget solid vis senket Grorud borte i comeback i andre divisjon. 3-1 borte, Rinnansmenn. Det var sterkt gjort av Strindheim. Ja, Magnus Knudsen, siste bekkplassen. Det blink. 2-2 mot Kisa. Det et middels resultat. Vel for blink, men han kom inn iskald fra benken, ble kastet inn tidlig første gangen på grunn av skade, skåret, og rapporten sier at blink var klart best på Sandskogan Arena.
Mus, Sandskogan Arena.
Ja, riktig. Det korrekt. Hørte du slet med et ord på engelsk ord som du...
Kom igjen hvis det noe. Kukking med det.
Ja, på du stoppet på... Du ga deg for ingen helt plass. Ja. Jeg flirer litt for selv.
Den grei.
Inneløper Elias Myrvognes, han var på Folkets lag, tidligere spiller. 3-0 over Markus og Martinus Morsjøen i serieåpningen for Tiller. Dem har Ranheim i køppen, så blir det spennende å se hvordan det går, om det, når det podcasten her på luften. Jaran Melum, Rosenborg, gutte 15. Nå har jo vært et uttak på landslaget. Ja. Der det 3 eller 4 Rosenborg-spillere med. Mm. Jeg er usikker på Melum er med der, men han var... outstanding som sentra midtbanespiller eller indreløper nå, på midtbanen i hvert fall for Rosenborg gutte 15, som da knuste Molde
14-0. Vi er ikke så glad i å høse opp så unge gutter, men det har jo lenge gått.
Han litt på vegne av laget
da. Ja, sant, og så har det gått gjetter om denne her 2009-årgangen, og det handler litt bare om Rosenborg, men om hele Trondheim, eller kanskje til og med hele Trøndelag. Det en helt spesiell årgang.
Kanskje det for 15-laget til Rosenborg er så bra, for at årgangen
her,
meget bra.
Nettopp her noen av de aller beste av dem, og de gruser Molde. Det alle som gruser Molde, dem vi glad i.
Skal ikke snakke så mye om unge spillere, men grusing.
Grusing liker vi.
Sara Eggesvik, indreløper. Tror du var ikke en sak om at hun skulle til Rosenborg, egentlig, før sesongen?
Ja, det var litt visking om det. Jeg synes hun ser bra ut, men...
Kiel Emne skåret nå 2-2 ja. Mot Odd. Mm. VM-spiller fra Filippine, norsk pass, som sagt, begge deler. Ola Gikling Bruseth er høyrekant. Trygg Lade åpnet med meget solide 4-0 over Surnadal i comeback i tredje divisjon. 2 goller fra vingen fra Charlottenlund. Og så for den som har sett fint, da, så var det fin goll fra Lisschwabe. Husker du Håkon Schwabe?
Ja, om jeg husker han.
Guttungen, tverrlente.
Tidligere fysisk sjef i Rosenborg, da, for ikke dem som på, ikke vet det.
Ikke på ukas lag, for han kom inn på da, Schwabe, men han får honorable mention av meg her nå, for det voldsomt fin goll av Lisschwabe.
Ja.
Sanel Bojadzic, Levanger. Den her Per Werdeballen, keep it coming. Hva som skjer oppe i Levanger?
Nei, styrledere går, økonomien henger ikke sammen. Det dårlig stemning utenfor banen. På banen det kjempestemning. Til tross for at Per Werner omtrent må sette sammen et helt nytt lag fra sesong til sesong, så får han til det,
ja,
det Og 5-0 mot Moss, 4-0 til pause,
ja.
Og så ble det 5-0 bare et minutt eller noe sånt etter pausen. Og da var de liksom ferdige.
Og
det, på 5-0 er det greit å være ferdig.
Skal ha 4 goller på 2 kamper, ja. Bojadzic, og nå er jo Gjørstad så inne på styrleder da. Og han, skal love at Gjørstad, han følger med på om adressa skriver om Levanger. Og det er jobben.
Vi skriver kanskje litt om Levanger, enn så lenge da, utifra resultatene. Vi må legge oss flatt.
Hvorfor hadde du ikke tittelen Bye, 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 Sandnesulf, når du var på i ferie? Du jobbet jo der.
Ja, Bennik By skåret 3 goller, men den ble for dårlig altså.
Det er klasse. Bye, 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 Sandnes Ulf. Bendik blir siste på ukas lag. Hattrick hero mot hadde litt lyst til å ha Jon Ho med på laget, og han var jo gammel lik seg I si rapporten.
Sandnes Ulf var ordentlig dårlig, men det skal ikke ta noe kredit fra Ranheim, som var desto bra, og til forskjell fra mot Kongsvinger, så fikk de å betalt for å være så bra I starten, sant? For det var de mot Kongsvinger, og så sprang de seg litt tom, og så miste de det på slutten.
Mange som springer seg tom mot Kongsvinger.
Ja, den gangen her så gikk det hele veien for Ranheim, og prestasjoner på linje med de levert nå, det holder et bra stykke I Obos-ligaen. Masse spennende unge spillere, og artig å se på.
Så får vi se da, når, nå begynner jo 4. divisjon, nå begynner etter hvert 2. divisjon damer, nå ukas laget opp og går igjen. Det her blir lene, som sier på Nardo. Petter, tusen takk for at du var her en uke her også, det neste uke. Og Thomas, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you as well, guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.